Dr. Gerstorffen, I'd like an update on the whole situation regarding the pensions and the APS employees here.
Yeah, it's another longstanding, multi-decade issue, actually pretty much a nightmare. We've, as difficult as it's been, I want to be clear, our leadership team and our board, including the superintendent, we have our hands on our pension issue. We have a plan. We've been executing the plan. It will actually be fully funded in 16 years, and that's about 11 years before the city. And I know what people, you know, have said about our pension structure, but, you know, let's be fair to Atlanta Public Schools. The worst part of our pension design, which is 15% of the people in the pension structure, are from the leftover plan from the city. And that's the piece that was never funded. People didn't put assets in it. There were no good returns on investments. And so basically that piece of the 15%, which people criticize the district for the most, is just that. It's 18% funded. On the other side, where the 5,300 employees sit, is in the teacher retirement fund. And that's 85% of our APS employees, and that is 80% funded.
So are you saying the funding woes have been sort of exaggerated? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying it's, you know, it's not the whole truth. It's a 85%, 15% split. And so so for us, it's something that we inherited. I think our board has been deadly serious about fixing it. I know I have. We have a plan. We're paying our benefits. And what we can't forget is, while that part that we inherited from the city with the 15% of the employees in it, that has some of the most important people in it, because we have to fund their benefits. They're bus drivers and custodians, and they desperately need us to be sure that we fully fund their benefits. And we intend to do that. We're so serious about it that even though we have a plan to be fully funded in short order in 16 years, we are going back again. We have a standing committee that works on this every month, and we're going to come up with even more ideas, because if we can do this faster, which is what gets me excited about what we've been talking about, the sooner we do more, the more I free up in our general fund to redirect to schools for this new operating model. So we have a lot at stake to try to loosen up more of the dollars, and this is one way to do it. So we're already going to be fully funded in 16 years. And yet, well, I know we still have down the track more work to do.